of the boys, like lessons from the Lev Parshas Tazria. I want to dedicate the shir L'zeichen Nisos HaKadoshim Shenaflu HaKadosh Hashem as we commemorate today. It is, of course, April 7th. It is 6 months since the horrible attacks, as I mentioned this morning. Very, very difficult. I'm just being honest. I didn't think it would be 6 months later and there would still be over 130 hostages held captive. I didn't think there would be so many cholim. I didn't think there would be over 600 soldiers who died on Kiddush Hashem, of course, among the over 1,200 that died, among four who died, unfortunately, over Shabbos. One of them actually went to camp, was a counselor with my daughter. So certainly it's a very, very emotional time. I think a time for us to be mechazik ourselves. I think this lesson that I'm going to say today is very much on my mind, and I'll tell you why. There's a lot going on, and unfortunately, as time moves on, people tend to forget, and we fall back to what we were. And we're seeing, unfortunately, protests. Last night, there was I'm not going to use the word horrible protest that actually injured a border patrolman, a woman, all Jews against Jews, which is what we saw before October 7th, and we thought would stop. People, I understand, with the great emotions, want there to be an answer, want this to stop, want there the hostages to get out. But on the other hand, Jew against Jew is nothing, not what we want to see. And at our own level, how are our tefillos? Are they the same? Are they changed? Have we changed ourselves? And after 6 months, it's time to be mechazik. And sometimes we think to ourselves, as the Haredi question comes into again on the floor, what should we be doing? So there is this difficulty being who we are. I'm going to call us whatever you want to call us, the Dati Lumi world, the modern Orthodox world, whatever it might be. Are we relying too much on the army? Are we relying on the Kippat Barzel? Are we relying on them? And it happens to be the idea that I want to speak out today comes from a wonderful sefer that I have the schus of borrowing from my kids, Harav Gil Dvir. Rav Gil Dvir is a Rebbe in Rav Shurlal's yeshiva in Tel Aviv, or Shaul, I think it's called, and or Rochel. And he wrote a lot on Rav Kook. And he took pieces from Rav Kook in different places. Rav Kook didn't write a tremendous amount and put them into the Parsha here on this in Yunei Ayah. And he has a number of Svarim, if I'm not mistaken, 16 in total, different Svarim about Rav Kook. And I think it's a beautiful and important idea. My kids received the Sefer as part of the wonderful Siyum HaShas that we do every year here in the Shul, which really shows you, by the way, what a person can accomplish. I've spoken about this before, but one person, my friend Akiva Danto, was the person who thought about the idea. We all thought it was a little crazy. How do we do a Siyum HaShas, the whole shul? And it turned into the opposite of what we thought. After many, many years of doing it, we've been doing it now for, 8 years or something like that. Well, like 3 years later, all of a sudden kids started signing up. Then we started to realize that over 60% were kids that are actually doing Siyum. And it's pretty amazing. Baruch Hashem, I have this chus that two of my children did a Siyum, and the Sefer has been sitting on the couch, on the Hasek, and I said, okay, let's look at it. And then I had this course yesterday, because Rav Kook's words are not such easy Hebrew. I said to my daughter, can we learn this piece together? As I want to make sure I understand it if I'm going to tell it over and put it on lessons from the late. And hopefully we'll also learn a lesson that relates to Pesach as well. So the question that's asked, and this really does come from her, of Devir, is the question of, Bayom Hashmini Yimol Besar Olato. That we have, of course, the mitzvah of Bris Milah, on the eighth day. We know that eight is a very special number. Even in last week's parsha, which was called Shmini, Yom HaShmini, so the Mefarshim tell us that the reason why the Mishkan was dedicated on the eighth day was because there's this idea, eight is, of course, famously in the Maharal, Mi'al HaTeva, there are 7 days of the week, eight is Mi'al HaTeva, but also the idea that eight is every day of the week, the baby for first see every day of the week, has to see a Shabbos especially. So there's something special about the number eight. And we know that eighth day, to the mitzvah is bris milah, asui l'orer, b'kirveinu et ha-sheila, ha-milah chashuva al-kach. If the milah is so important, if we are supposed to have a milah, well, the obvious question is, so why aren't we born with a milah? There are very special people. I have a neighbor whose son was born ma'ul. There's such a thing. They still do hatafas dam bris. Madua bechlal nolad. If it's so important, madua yitzar Hashem et adam etzura kazil. Why would you create the human being with the ability for us to do a bris milah. It should happen only, it should happen before. If it's so important, why do we have to do it? So the Midrash Tanchuma on our parsha says the following thing. HaMidrash Tanchuma b'parsha Tegna masbir zot derech du'usiach bein Rabbi Akiva le Tanrupas, the famous Russia. So it says like a show, Tanrupas, the following thing. At Rabbi Akiva, Eza Maisa Na'im Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who? O Basar Vadam. Amar Lo, Shel Basar Vadam Na'im. What's better, the act of God or the act of Ben Adam? So Rabbi Akiva answers, yeah, Ben Adam. Amar Lo, Tanfrusis, Harasha, Harei HaShamayim Ve'aretz, Yachol Ata Lasos Kehem. What you could do what the Rabbanu Shalom did? Amar Rabbi Akiva, Lo Tamar Li B'davar Zeh, Maila Sabris. Asabrios, she'ein sholtim b'hem, ella b'devarim she'ein motzim b'nei adam. Amar lo, lamatem, fine. They go back and forth and do a siach, and finally, Rabbi Akiva answers him and says, af ani hayiti yodea she'ata osid lo mar lichein, lakein hekdamti v'amarti lecha, ma'isa b'rtsei adam. I knew what you were going to say. I'm smarter than you. And I knew what you were going to say. Masho, me'a kodesh baruch hu, via li she'ba'olam. Amar lo, elu ma'isa kodesh baruch hu, ve'elu ma'isa b'rtsei adam. So what's going on over here in this medrash? The Russia, however you pronounce his name, Tanfufus, Tan, ki abriya na yoter m'maisa adam, ula maisa Rabbi Akiva ta'an, m'maisa adam noim yoser. Right? What's more important? Hashem, well, the way, l'chein ha'adam, eno nolad mahu. Why? Because the mitzvah lamul be'atzmo, there's an idea of imperfection, and that man has to perfect himself, obviously, through another person, through the mole. Kedei lo chiyach es devarav v'vakesh Rabbi Akiva lavi lefanav shibulim v'ugiyo, right? And so, v'ugiyo, right? So I bring with you the wheat, and I bring with you the, what I should have brought here, I promised, the desserts, which I had delicious desserts. I apologize. You can come walk to my house afterwards. We'll eat together, right? So what are you going to tell me is better? My wife's delicious chocolate desserts, and there was also different flavors. Lotus, so like a little rugla. Who's there? Delicious, right? Or the wheat. What's better, right? Go to Yeish and get yourself a pre-sifted for $4.90 bag of what's better? Says Rabbi Akiva. Says, what's the obvious answer to the Russia to whatever his name is? What does he say? It's obvious. You rather have the ugiyot. You rather have the cake. You rather have the cookies than have the right. Sarei shemaisa adam noam yosem yamashal kadosh baruch hu. So Rav Devir says this is a very interesting discussion. It makes us have to look at the oimek of hashkafat olam. Right? There's a hashkaf of the olam that what? There's something called teva ki yitzira. L'motzot ro es abriya ki yitzira bilti, right? We need to be perfected. Hashem helps us with that. Kacha v'yer medrash in the Midrash Rabbah, and this is where he brings in Rav Kook. The Midrash says, kol ma'ashe nivra b'sheish shemei b'reishit tzorachim asiya. Kigom, hachardal, tzorach lematot. Right? We have a mustard seed. Very nice. I think the better example, I mean, I'm not the Midrash, but is the chocolate. Chocolate is the most delicious thing in the world. So good, especially Israeli chocolate. But where does it come from? It comes from a bean. Have you ever looked at that bean? How strange that bean looks, right? The famous machlokes, or Moshe Feinstein asked this question, Shlomo Zalman, this dan in the bracha of chocolate. So chocolate comes from a cacao bean. So why shouldn't it be boi priates? Maybe por bi adamo, because it's sure as change. Because there's so much milk and sugar in it. Right? If you had, I'm sure you might have had before, where it says, you know, 80%, I don't know if you ever had, it's really, really bitter. Right? And that they add things to it. So what's better? Everything needs a tikkun. We are metakin it. B'sheish shemei abriyas ha'olam ha'kavanah ha'klali v'noira ishtadeh ha'shitit al yedei borei olam. Ein b'nei adam moitzin letakin l'saka. Like, that's what we had to do. And therefore, that's the reason why Shel Nivra Adam No. Ella, we have to do our Hishtadlus as well. There's a Machlekes in the Hartzman family when it comes to Hishtadlus. I don't know if you know this. I'm sorry if I'm scaring you. But they came out, I don't know if it was last night or on Friday, the Pikud HaOref, the home front command, well, there may be a big war with Iran. So what should you do? They did this in the beginning of the war and scared the heck out of everybody. Right? They said, well, you should really have in your mamad food for 3 days. You should have a battery radio, which nobody has anymore. You should have flashlights. You should have chargers. You know, the whole thing scaring everybody. So there's a machlekes. So you have to do a shtadlus. On the other hand, they said, no, they believe in the Rabbanu Shalom. Right? There's going to be such a war, I can't leave the... It's hard to fathom. We all could hard to fathom October 7th. There has to be a maset. There has to be an army. You can't just sit and learn Torah your whole life. We need an army. Baruch Hashem, the Rabbanu Shalom gave us the Kippat Barzel, which is one of the central discussions here. So comes this beautiful piece from Rav Kook. On Motzei Shabbos, when we start the week, we make the most important bracha of the week, Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh. That's a special bracha we say on Motzei Shabbos, as you know. Zeh Sibasha Motzei Shabbos Nachum Bevorchim B'Havdala Al Yitziras Ha'esh. Why? Because on Motzei Shabbos, Adam Arishon, for the first time, to put two rocks together and realize how we can make fire. Fire wasn't there before. The first thing we created was fire. Obviously with the help of Hashem. Because it's beautiful, but the bracha is actually not what you would think it is. You're talking about the Rabbanu Shalom. You invented the Eish. Wait, I thought we're talking about me. I thought we're going into the week making a declaration of saying... I'm needed here. I know I have Shabbos, but now's the time to do malacha. Let's do tzarech. Let's do good things that will help in the world. Avodazu heviant Harav Kook, as he writes his famous perush on the Gemara in Bracha. Staf ches amad aleph. Yesod bracha morer esh hu laharot. This is now the words of Rav Kook. Right up. We're talking about, of course, the OG Rav Kook, not Ritzvi Yehuda, Rav Avram, Hakoyin Kook. The first chief rabbi of Palestine. And he says as follows. Yisod brachas morim reish laharot shol levad habriya v'chol yitziyat bereishas hatviim maise yudei Hashem heima v'heima malet kifa kifi hagezera chachmato na'ala ki im gam hadvarim, even the artificial items shemim maise enosh, the things that we created, Nabuch, like the phone, that's the first thing I think about, artificial intelligence, AI, right? We created all this, and there are some great things. Somebody wrote a beautiful speech, and then, of course, he ended off the speech by saying, by the way, none of this, he literally put into ChatGPT a Dvar Torah Parsha so-and-so, and it was a beautiful Dvar Torah, but he didn't write any of it, right? My friend's writing a speech, he's not Hebrew literate, and his son got engaged, and he's speaking at the Vort, and it's all Israelis, they're going to be there. So he wrote it out. I tried to help him out. And then he said, shoot, I need the vowels on the bottom. I don't know how to speak Hebrew. And he said to ChatGPT, can you put the vowels? And I don't know how, but it's able to read it and know the proper vowels. It's pretty cool. So we think to ourselves, even art, that's us. Shekol dor vador mechudash besitrei ha-teva. Every single generation, we start to learn more and more about the world of nature. And we start to understand things like, comes to mind. In Dubai, when you're in a desert and it doesn't rain at all, they've created clouds to make it rain certain times of the year, which obviously tremendously helps their situation there. It's amazing. That's how they get water. I'm part of the Metzias, but it's the Rabbanu Shalom and me. There is like a partnership here, right? Well, who made the rocks? Well, the God made the rocks. Well, I figure out how to put them together. I made the fire or God made the fire? We both made the fire. There's a partnership. The first thing, b'chachman, by the way, that's why we say, right? It's Deya. That's the difference that we have. That's the difference that human beings have over animals, is Deya. The Hu Ha'av HaGadol L'chol Hechatshush Shekol HaDvarim. All of these things that are created artificially, She'adam Motzi B'chachmato Yitzir Or V'esh. comes from the original Or of Eish, what was created. Shekvar hara chazal b'perek m'kol moshenagu. Shenasan ha-kalish baruch ha-adam me'ein dugma zeh shemi'al ve'ekish shnei avonim lo yitzim yavonim. Says Rav Kook, this is what we learned. This is what the Gemara is telling us in Brachas. It was that original first creation of fire that man made that showed that we're part of this world. We have to be part of the world. Eich, Cain, ha'or, hu yitzira mi'bnei adam. It's still malchutit coming from b'nei adam. It's artificially into this world through b'nei adam. The anu modu machri'im shehi maisa Hashem sheyatzah shekol adam al zotzachad. But I have to realize it all comes from Hashem. Any invention, you got to thank Hashem. And I think this is amazing. Maybe you could say lahavdil, but I don't think it's lahavdil. Do you notice that many, many times, whether it's award ceremonies or sporting events, especially sporting events, when that guy gets the touchdown and he's up, what does he do? The first thing, many times, he kisses up to the Shemayim. Sometimes he does the cross. He kneels and he does a prayer. It's pretty amazing, right? Baruch Hashem, bringing it to our own time. You have some soccer players who, when they get a goal, they go, Shema Yisrael! Right? It's all from Hashem. I know. I may be a good soccer player, but everybody's got that bit. We never know how the day's going to be. It all comes from Hashem. V'chein ha-dvarim. Ha-pratim she-b'chol dor v'dor heim yoytzim b'chol pu'al l'mayis Hashem. K'metzim l'ichas asadeh. Right? What's the difference between my farm and his farm? Right? You see this, like, people, I don't live in a town that has grass, but apparently in Israel there are towns that have grass. Right? So you see your backyard, I don't understand. Why is his backyard all green and mine is half dying? What's the difference? So he's going to say, I use miracle. Nah, the Rabbanu Shalom decide. Right? Why does he have the same tree? He's got all the clementines. I got nothing on my tree this year. What happened? It's all the Rabbanu Shalom. You may have helped. I mean, you may not have watered it at all, and that's why. So that's what Rav Kook says. Al kein, b'yom ha-shabbos anu madi'im, we declare, al yitzirat ha-klali. We need a Shabbos to say, whoa, wait a minute, stop. All this is from Hashem. It's very hard to close your phone right before Shabbos when you're in the middle of a business deal. But ultimately, Hashem will decide. And then we start off, but you have to start off with actually, the first day of the week, of course, is Yom Rishon, but really it's coming from the Shefa of Shabbos, of recognizing and realizing, we just came over a Shabbos, the first thing we did was Mavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol. It's actually what we spoke about last week, the idea of Havdalah. That's what we do. That's Ma'orei Ha'esh. Birchas Ma'orei Ha'esh, Anu Moedim U'Makirim, Shegam Ha'yitzir Nishi U'Ma'is Hashem. Everything that we do is still Ma'is Hashem. What's the difference between this rich guy and this guy that's not so... Rabbanu Shalom, he's never going to... Well, I went to Harvard. That doesn't mean anything anymore. But yeah, I went to Harvard. So what? The Rabbanu Shalom gave you the sense to be a multimillionaire. Don't you realize that? Who Yesusha call Adam Hayitzira, right? How many times do we have this situation? You know, just because that guy got on Shark Tank, now he's got a multi-million-dollar company. There's another guy sitting in Arkansas saying, but I came up with the same thing. I just didn't get on Shark Tank. It's your Rabbanu Shalom. Zeh Siba Shemiyad B'tzias Shabbos, right after Shabbat, I should say, not Shabbos, in Techilat Yemei Ha'avodah Ve'amaisa, when we start our work week, especially here in Israel, when we start on Sunday, Anu Mivarchim Al Yitzirato Harishonah Shel Adam, the first creation. Birchato Anachnu Mo'il Ha'isiya Shel Shamayim. La'atidim Anachnu Machalivim Kifi Ha'avara. Now explaining this as Rav Devir, B'man Am Yisrael, Kalpei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shebe'emes, Rak Hu Azreinu Maginu. Yes. Be'ezrat Hashem Naseh Menasliach. Not, we don't say Be'ezrat HaTzal Naseh Menasliach, Be'ezrat Hashem Naseh Menasliach. We need the Rabbanu Shalom. We have to give hodah to the Rabbanu Shalom that we've reached this point. Kigon. However, on the other hand, we have to realize al misirat nafshem shel chayalei tzahal u'kochot habitachon shehukra kifi ma'atzma adam. No better time than 6 months later do we recognize and realize those that everybody here went on the trip and we saw what kochot habitachon did. Whether it was tzahal, it was the army, it was just regular people. Rabbanu Shalom. And then we see what regular people did who are not in the army to help the soldiers. Baruch Hashem, I had the schus of just raising $10,000 So that soldiers that are from my son's yeshiva, Yeshiva Yeruchim, are able to go in with a little bit more happiness, knowing that they have more siyud than the army gives them. Extra things to help them, including spiritual things to help them. That's the amazing people who give to all causes. But Harav Kook melamdenu stira ben atzadim yechol lefol, because a person could think it's only me, it's Hashem. No, we need koyach avada. Kipata Barzel, he says, this new thing that was created, that he wrote this obviously a few years ago, hu yitzira anoshi. Right? It's an artificial thing that was created. It didn't have to work. It's pretty darn amazing. I don't know if you've ever, maybe you shouldn't, but certainly on October 7th, I saw this more than ever as I was across the street outside. Every time there was a siren, of course, I went to a safe place. But you were able to see, and some of the times, I actually, there were no sirens, and I saw it go over Beit Shemesh. You saw the rockets. You see how they're... We just take it for granted, but like, it's a pretty amazing thing. Thousands of rockets. And I think that this is the yesod of the holiday that we're about to celebrate and we're preparing for now. The yesod, as I pointed out, is not a history lesson of what happened to the Jews. It's about living in the present. We said that there are 15 simonim, right? We say Kadesh Urchatz Karpasach, right? Goldwich's famous vort that I shared with you last week. What does it mean, Kadesh Urchatz? Why there are 15? 15 is Yah. Hashem created the world. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik talks about this idea as well. Taking the present to the next generation, to the future. So it's interesting, I didn't talk about the past. Nisim v'Nafloy, so what ran the day during in Mitzrayim. But what we don't, and we should be focusing on, is the regular life. We pointed out Hashem Yimloch Le'olam V'ed, had the Jews say the word Hashem Melech. Forget about living in the past or living in the future. Live for the now. Recognize God is here now with all the threats that we have, with all the administrations of America and Canada and England who hate us and don't. Yeah. Jews get beat up on the street and the person gets out the next day. Terrible things happen. And you could have Jews getting up, excuse me for saying the name Chuck Schumer, and being able to tell another country what to do, Hayitachi, and a Jew called himself Shomer Chutzbazachen. And the Biden administration, we thought was so, we have to point it out. So yes, we realize that it's only the Rebbeinu Shlom, but we still need to do something. We need still to write those letters. We need still to work. And excuse me for saying, but my friends in America, hello, wake up. Where's your march on Washington now? That's what we need, a march on Washington. To say 6 months later, we still agree with what Israel is doing. Don't you dare tell them what to do. You're telling me about Nebuch, and I agree, Nebuch, that Israel misfired and killed innocent aid workers. You know how many times they did that in Afghanistan? Anybody point that out? Anybody have a discussion about that? No. It happened in Afghanistan. And the first 2 weeks they said, oh, we killed all these terrorists, and they found out that it was aid workers. Come on. So of course we need the Ribbono Shalom, because it looks like nobody else is helping us out. Yes, but we have to have tremendous pride in our soldiers. And I know this week is a big draft. A lot of soldiers are going in, and in a month from now there will be. And soldiers now continue, as I'm sure you know, to go back after being off for a little bit. My son's going in less than a month, back for another 40 days. And but over Shabbos, many people were told they were going to get out, weren't able to get out because of the high alert that we're on. We have to give hodah to the Ribbono Shel Olam also that we were created what we were created. We're in this world that Baruch Hashem, especially in this yeshiva, there are so many people who are heeding the call, people who don't have to heed the call. People who could have been sitting in America, should be sitting in America maybe, and are serving in the army. How unbelievable is that? Because they realize that it is not just Maisa of the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's Bori Maori Ha'esh. We thank Hashem for giving us this army. We thank Hashem for giving us the weapon. We thank Hashem, yes. Yes, and we still have to thank America for helping us out. Yes, they haven't let us high and dry and they're giving us weapons and so on. Yes, but it's all the Ribbono Shel Olam as well. But there is a partnership a beautiful partnership that we have to recognize. And how lucky we are, Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu, that we're part of this. And yes, Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu, that we're part of Medinas Yisrael. That we're part of a world that could have a thriving Olam HaTorah that has never seen the heights of it. Millions of people learning Torah. Some people say not since Bayit Sheni. Some people say no, not since the history of the world. Is there so much Torah being learned in Eretz Yisrael? Yes, we have to give hodah to that as well. But we have to recognize that it comes together. It comes with our tefillos. And it shouldn't be, as I said this morning, mitzvah sanashon l'madam. It shouldn't be that we're at a rote saying the same perkei of Tehillim. We should go to Rav Tziv and say, let's mix it up a bit. Let's get new parakim now. Let's do something different. 6 months. Let's go. Not the same thing. I remember there was one rabbi in Teaneck. And after a while, I actually know the one that we say at Mincha, Maski L'David, B'Yosem HaRetzion. I know it by heart, because in B'nai Yisrael, they said it every single day. Because there's always something going on. And he stopped one day and he said, we're done. We're not saying it anymore. I was like, come on, why, Rabbi? He says, because it means nothing to you. You're taking your tefillin off, you're doing it, you're aleinuing, and because it has to mean something to you. I charge everyone to recognize that we're in this partnership with the Rabbanu Shalom. We come out imperfect just 8 days later to perfect ourselves. How do we perfect ourselves? With the Olam Michutz LaTeva, with number 8. Chanukah, 8. Days of the week plus one. Over. To recognize this great idea. We should be zeichet for only besaris toves, Yeshua and Nachamas. We should be zeichet to see the times of Mashiach. If we ever daven for the times of Mashiach, if we ever saw a war of Gog and Magog, of having so many countries threatening to kill us, to annihilate the Jewish people, it is this time. And yes, we have Avichem Sheba Shemayim. We should continue davening. For only Besaris Torahs, we should be zeichet to see these hostages freed very, very soon. All Bari V'Shalem. Our soldiers should be Bari V'Shalem. And our wonderful, all of those Cholim should be in good spirits. And of course, Nechama to all those who lost. We should be zeichet to see Besaris Torahs, Yeshua's and Nechama's B'Yaz Gol Tzedek. We should be zeichet to see the Korban Pesach in just 2 weeks from now. B'Yaz Gol Tzedek, Me'ir Yameinu Amen.